Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, honey. Y'all know it is Whiskey Wednesday around here, honey. Everything in our glasses is whiskey. There's no H2O in my glass on today, honey. Listen, let me tell you something. It's August the 3rd, 2022. 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Spirit Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhattati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors. One is infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and then we have one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Please do visit Gumbarum online for all your rum libation needs. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve Gump. You know, that man still paying me only 25 cents an hour. I just don't know what's wrong with that man. I believe I'm just going to have to throw up my hands and quit around here. I think I'm going to let this engineer booth just run on his own. You know, because I'm saying, you know, Steve Gunn gets to do all the enjoyment. He gets to do all the drinking and all the interesting things. I'm telling you what's true. Now, listen. Come on, Carol. Carol, come on, do our announcement. You know, Carol likes to do the announcement. She loves to do the announcement. Come on, baby, take your time, but not too much. We on the schedule around here, okay? We on the schedule. Listen. Come on, Carol. Come on, baby. 555 Main Street, 555 Main Street, 555 Main Street, every Wednesday night. Steve Gunn will be at Cranberry Liquors tonight, 555 Main Street, Cranberry Liquors in Boston, Massachusetts, from 5 to 7 p.m. Get a free sip of Gumbarum. If you live in the Boston area, 555 Main Street, 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. Steve Gunn will be giving out free samples of Gumbarum, 555 Main Street, Horridgeport, Massachusetts, 555 Main Street, from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you, Carol. You're just so sweet, baby. Thank you, Carol. She likes to do the announcement. Now, listen, I got a special music salute on today. Brian and Willie and independent artist Gerald Harris. Listen, y'all know how this goes. The music is being heard by people where? Yes. People all over the world, people all over the world, baby. Yes, indeed. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, I got some great, great music on today. I am telling you, it is the bomb, baby. Listen, now before I get into music, I want y'all to do this. While you're on Facebook, you know we're on Facebook all day long, my darlings. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, up first is independent artist Brian and Willie. Y'all know something. This song is really, really nice. It is fantastic. Brian and Willie formed in the Smoky Dives around the Five Points area of East Nashville in 2010. Listen, they got a great backstory. The duo consists of Brian on the vocals and guitar and Willie Guy on the multi-instrumentalist, okay? So what initially started as two songwriters pitching songs to the role involved into something entirely different. You know, life does that to us. Life will do that to us. Also, although both have a profound love for country music, they found they weren't satisfied sticking solely to one genre. So they shared love of rock, blues, folk, R&B, funk, and jazz. It drove them to explore where their writing could take them. So Ryan and Willie have set a goal of releasing EPs that are each in a new genre. That is really cool. I like that. Their first EP, Amuse Boot, was released in March of 2021. It showcases both their lyrical stylings and quirky arrangements. In January of 2022, Ryan and Willie released their second EP, Fall in the Void. I like that. So the second EP saw them ditching their acoustic arrangements for a full-out rocker. How about that? Listen, I want y'all to check this out. This is by Ryan and Willie. I know y'all going to love it just as much as I do. It is called Prime, P-R-I-M. Y'all take a listen to this.
They all say, ain't nothing built to last. They got no interest in relics from the past. That old hook has surely lost its worth. Once it's gone, it never will return. But some things never pass their prime. Just the thoughts and the time. They leave their mark inside your mind. Some things never pass the prime. That's right. Each new year comes to wipe away the slate, to kill what's expired, what's past and out of date. They love their retro, throwback, vintage looking style. But if it's out, it can't be worth the while. Something never passed the prime. Just the thoughts and the time. They leave their mark inside your mind. Some things never pass the prime. Sometimes a little rust can make things better. And all those nicks and scars of history's love letters. That don't matter. No guitar sounds better with its age. A house collects the memories of its days. A classic song connects us to the past, reminds us of some things were built to last, and some things never pass the prime. It just does stop and take the time, and leave their mark inside your. Some things never pass the prime.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You know something? I gotta tell you. Listen. Cut it. Will you? Hold on, engineers. I know you guys are excited, but my God, hold on a minute here. Listen, I gotta tell you guys. Oh, my God, that song, Prime, P-R-I-M-E, by Ryan and Willie. I know you guys are excited. Hold it, Milo and Gizmo. Hold it down. You know, everything goes crazy up in here when we hear superstars. Everybody goes bananas. They release all the streamers, all the balloons. I mean, they just go nuts up in here. They just have a blast of a party. Let me tell you what's going on up in here. Listen, independent artists, Ryan and Willie. Listen, this is why I love the music business. I got to tell you, because when you hear a superstar, you just go crazy up in here. Now, listen, the Fierce Female Network has been known to have superstars on this show. We have superstars of today and superstars of tomorrow. And the reason why we always say it's superstars of today, because we've had a lot of celebrities on the show. We've been around since 2007, can I tell you? So when we started out, the show was WSF Radio, and then we rebranded into the Fierce Female Network. So let me tell you something. We've had a lot of actors, and I'm going somewhere with this story. Hold on. You know, follow the story. I've had a lot of actors, a lot of musicians, a lot of talented artists, superstars, I'm telling you here now. Listen. So listen, and we have superstars of tomorrow. Can I tell you, I need to get a tambourine in here. I got to get a tambourine up in here because independent artists, Brian and Willie, are superstars of tomorrow. Let me tell you something. I got to tell you, I'm just really excited here. I don't know what to do. That's why I'm so prime, P-R-I-M-E. You know, one thing in music, we know when we hear a superstar, and I'm telling you, superstar baby, superstar quality, when you hear crystal clear singing and you hear the music is just crystal clear, so beautifully mixed and mastered, it's just awesome. I'm telling you what's true. Can I please make somebody a multimillionaire today? Can I please make somebody a multimillionaire today? You know, that would just really make my day if I could make somebody a multimillionaire. I'm telling you what's the truth. I need a golden buzzer up in here because independent artist Brian and Willie is just the bomb. I'm just like, I heard the song earlier today, and I was just like, oh, my God, I cannot wait to put this out on the air. So listen, you guys know how this works. You know how it works. The show is live. It's not pre-recorded. So when the music is playing, I'm on the other side of the music sending out Spotify links or whatever I have on the artist to different radio stations. But listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to try and see if I can get a hold of some people here to do an interview on independent artist Ryan and Will. You know what I'm saying? These guys really be busy. I can't make a guarantee and promise on this. But listen, I want to see if I can get these guys featured in a music magazine. I am telling you, the guys always busy because they got so many different people they're doing interviews for, but I'm going to definitely see if I can do that. You know, if I can make somebody a millionaire, it would be just really make my day here. And I'm just not entertaining. I'm just not talking here. Listen, I got some more music on today as well. Independent artist Gerald Harris got a lovely song as well. Listen, you guys turn off the fans. We got to get some sweat going up in here. We got to get the sweat going for these independent artists. You guys know I support independent artists. I love them. I just really do. So listen, independent artist Gerald Harris, he has a song called Pure Love, and it is really, really great. Let me tell you about Gerald Harris. He is a father. His father brought him an acoustic guitar when he was about 12 years old, and Gerald has been on a musical journey ever since. Oh, my gosh. Did you guys hear that? He's been on a musical journey ever since. His mother taught him to play the piano and sing, and in his youth, he was part of both the youth and adult choir. When he was 18 years old, Carrie Records offered him an independent recording contract. Y'all hear this up in here? Do y'all hear this up in here? I am telling you, today is the golden buzzer day. Listen, so when he was 18 years old, Carrie Records offered him an independent recording contract to record a single. After a short-lived R&B career, he went back to where he belonged, and that's to God. You know, he belongs to God. Listen now, let me tell you something. Just got a cold chill on that one. Wow. So he's always enjoyed writing, playing, and singing gospel music, and he began doing gospel recording sessions for different choirs, artists, and producers in Nashville, Tennessee. I love it. And Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, the ATL, baby. So after that, he continued to write and compose, and his wife persuaded him to go back to the studio and do a few demos. Wow, let's check this out, you guys. This is Pure Love. Check this out. Check it out. Oh,
when I think about what it's done for me. I get joy when I think about how he set the captive free. Love is pure, unselfish love, so that we might live. Oh, it's so sad to think we can kill but not forgive.
Comes from where? God, agape, the agape love of Christ, the agape love of Christ, honey. Listen, it all starts with God. Let me tell you, you can't really, no, Lord, here comes a life lesson. Let me tell you, I was trained as a life coach by Monique Carradine in the Windy City. She was a journalist, and she was a news reporter for Channel 32 News, Channel 32 News, but she's moved on. This was years ago. She trained me to have my certificate as a life coach. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, people. Let me tell you. I got to be quick because I'm pretty much out of time. Pure love, pure love, pure love, pure love. You cannot really love someone until you really experience the agape love of Jesus Christ. Some people may agree with that. Some people may not agree. Some people may disagree with that. But listen, now there's a couple points I want to make here. I had to dial it down. You know, you guys know I like to entertain all that stuff. But when it comes to life lessons, I got to put it to you straight. Listen, when it comes to loving someone, you know, in a relationship, whether it's, you know, your boyfriend, you're engaged, you're getting married, whatever, listen, you got to love yourself, right? You got to love yourself first. You really don't understand true love. You got to love yourself. you know, and then you got to learn how to really be authentic. When you really be authentic with who you are and you love yourself, then you can really pour into that other person, right? So listen, all of this comes from God. Whether you believe it or not, it's just true. It is fact. It is fact. It is fact. God is love, right? So it begins at him. God is the head of everything. Whether you want to accept that or not, it's just the truth. Let me lay it down to you, honey. God is the head of everything. God is the head of this universe. He created this universe. He created you. He created me. So really, when you really get to know the love of God, then you can really be in a really love yourself the way you're supposed to, and you get to know the agape love of God. So then you can really love the person who God sends in your life. Listen, I have so many young ladies that want to get married. Let me tell you something. I'm not in a rush to get married to nobody. You don't hear too many ladies say that, right? Listen, I'm not in a rush. You know why I'm not in a rush to get married to anybody? Because, listen, I understand the commitment. Oh, sweet Jesus. I understand the commitment that it takes when you marry somebody, right? When I say get married, that means that I'm going to be with you for the whole duration of my natural life, right? And so you're not going to be in a rush to do that, right? So listen, ladies, listen, gentlemen. Listen what I'm telling you here about love, about pure love. Ladies, when you're out there and you're looking for that one person to share your life with, make sure you did your self work. Make sure you did your spiritual work. Make sure you did your soul work on you, because you really shouldn't attach yourself to somebody else until you did the work on you. There's nobody out there that's going to complete you. I don't know why people think this, but, you know, you got to bust that down, because that's thinking from Satan. Nobody is going to complete you. You completes you, right? You completes you with the love of God. God completes you. So listen, you start doing the work on you. You got to get in relationship with God, because this is the best pure love you're ever going to find in your entire life when you begin with Jesus Christ. So when you begin with him and you begin to do the work on yourself, only then are you really ready to join yourself with someone. Of course, people get married, they don't know the Lord. Of course. But I'm talking about a walk in Christianity. I'm talking about a walk in fellowshipping with someone that you want to join your life to. So listen, ladies, don't go out there opening up your purse to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's coming your way. Don't, when I say purse, I'm not talking about your natural purse where you keep your money. You know what I'm talking about, the golden nugget purse, baby. Don't go out there doing that, because a real man is not going to want to join himself to a woman that opens her purse to everybody. It doesn't work like that. So listen, oh my God, I've given a whole sermon here on pure love. So that was independent artist Gerald Harris. So listen, he's telling the truth on that song. He really is. I am pretty much out of time. You guys, awesome. Let me say this before I get up out of here. Someone did connect with me on Twitter. You guys know I'm on the other side of the music plan on social media, not Facebook, but on Twitter. Someone did reach out to me. I'm going to check them out in regard to promotion. I want to make somebody a millionaire. How about that? Of course, you're not going to become a millionaire in one day. It does take work. So I'm saying the beginning of making someone a millionaire. Let's get that cleared up. So listen, someone with a music magazine that was saying something to me about promotion. So listen, I'm going to check that out for you guys. It's all about new opportunities. And I got to get over up out of here. In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.